The old bridge was there, basically some culverts, and if it rained a bunch, it's washed out several times, which hinders our response time. They pretty much isolated everybody from just past Wildcat Shoals Road, hitting the Wildcat Shoals access all the way to, they'd have to go up through Monkey Run area, and that's a long ways for responding for an ambulance, fire truck, or whatnot. So through use of FEMA mitigation funds for Tina Cole, the county judge, Mickey Pendergrass, and I believe Kevin Letty was on the quorum court then, the quorum court members, they was able to secure funds to equip a new bridge down there. They was able to put a bypass in, so we still had that response time, but then they tore the old bridge out and raised the road. I think it was like 7 foot to make it where it wouldn't wash out, and it is super nice. They got state funding to get it overlaid from the Cotter City limits there at Hearst Fishing Service all the way just past our Station 1, and the road is super, super nice now.